If you're in sales, one of the things you know comes up each and every year right about this time is the old call me back after the holidays stall. So this week on the Sales Playbook Podcast, we're going to talk about what you can do about it. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 30,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. This week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast is brought to you by our one-on-one sales program. I'm going to be talking about it at the end of the podcast. If you happen to be impatient like I am, being from New York here, please visit yoursalesplaybook.com/coachpaul. So our topic today is this whole business of call me back after the holidays. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of tough love. And you're not going to like it. I'm going to say something right about now that absolutely baffles me about the sales profession. Each and every year, we come up on the holiday season, and yet so many sales reps, and by the way, before you think I'm this pompous ass, I certainly have been that guy that I'm about to talk about. And what happens is, we start getting clobbered with all the delays. You know, call me back after the holiday season. Call me back in January. Call me back in the first quarter. And we dealing with all these mental checkouts that our prospects and our clients are dealing with, especially this year, because this year, I mean, I think the technical phrase for it has been, it has sucked. It is, I mean, seriously, this has been brutal. Right? Pandemics and shit. This has just been a shit storm. So this year especially, I'm predicting that we're going to be dealing with a lot more call me back after the holidays types of blow-offs. But yet here comes the tough love. We act as if this has never happened before in history. The holidays were just secretly invented last night. Nobody gave us the memo. And the holidays haven't been around us, oh, I don't know, our entire life. So, I mean, I understand, because I've been that guy who, you know, this need to just kind of wing it and deal with it in the moment and all that. But as good as we think we are, wouldn't you agree we're going to be a whole hell of a lot better if we go into it prepared? With a framework and a system. And that's where we want to go today. So enough of that tough love nonsense. Let's get back to the business of hanging out, learning about sales. So here's the deal with the whole call me back after the holidays thing. And let's kind of look at why people are saying it to us. I mean, in some cases, I really believe it's legit. I believe that they're busy and things are hectic. It's coming up on year end. But I think in the majority of the cases, it's more of a conditioned response. I think in other cases, you ready for this one? I think prospects do it because they can. Let me say that again, because you might think, did he say what I think he said? I really believe that in many instances that prospects tell us, call me back after the holidays, simply because they can. Why do I think that they can? Because they've gone unchallenged. How do you possibly respond to that without sounding like an insensitive prick? I mean, seriously, how do you tactfully respond to that without being argumentative or being over the top or salesy or annoying? So what do? Well, we handle it very much the same way we handle not interested when somebody says that to us. We just kind of tap out and we move on. You know, because there's plenty of other calls we could be making. And if that's your strategy, God bless, go for it. I want to offer something a little bit different. So there is kind of a system that I want to introduce you to. It's nothing fancy. Sometimes we hear someone say system like, oh, great, this is some sales trainer. He's going to give me a bunch of stupid acronyms, and it's going to be this lengthy thing so he can pretend like he's smart for a few minutes. Nope. Nice and simple. I believe in simple with this podcast. So step number one, and we've talked about this before, so this is nothing new if you've been listening to me before. What I want you to do, and this is non-negotiable, you have to do this, quite frankly, especially with this pandemic right now, on a monthly basis, you should be doing this step that I'm about to lay out, because business normally moves at the speed of light, right? All these changes, things happen very, very quickly. And during the pandemic, things are changing all over the place, man. I was reading that over in Europe, I mean, they're in their second lockdown now. And a lot of the things are changing out here in New York. They just put in this thing where it was about a week or two ago, where now all the bars have to close up by 10 p.m. My damn cigar lounge that I go to has to close at 10 p.m. So a lot of things are changing. And even if they weren't, one thing that we have to keep in mind in sales is that we don't ever want to cling so tightly to our tactics that all of a sudden we wake up one day and we say, wow, I kind of learned that tactic, you know, when Clinton was in office, and I've never changed, right? I mean, seriously, you don't want to be that old dog, right, that doesn't learn a new trick. So step number one is to make a thorough list of all the compelling reasons why you should meet now versus after the holidays. Let's say that again. A list of all the compelling reasons why someone should meet with you now versus after the holidays. Now, I'm just going to throw some random reasons at you. I don't want to do this step for you. Today is more about teaching you how to fish rather than feeding you. So I just want to give you some initial ideas to just get some better ideas flowing from you. So, you know, maybe there are some financial reasons. Like, for example, there might be a price increase in January. In my case, I have a price increase coming in the next week with my coaching program. So I'm kind of using that to have the discussions now. I mean, in my case, people going through the coaching program can save $300 if they do it now versus a week, let alone in January. But there's other things too. I mean, just in general, financing now with the lower interest rates. I don't know, and this isn't a political statement that I'm making in the sense of me being opinionated. It is a political statement because it's tied to politics in a way, but we have a new president that's going to be coming in January. Who knows what's going to happen with the interest rates at that point, right? Not that you would say that to a prospect, but again, financing right now versus late January or February or even March, it could be radically different. So it also could be a matter of using up the budget right now, because we all know it's kind of use it or lose it. It could also be helping them, meeting now to help them finalize their budget for next year. Who better than someone that specializes in what you do? I mean, if I have someone who is putting together the budget for a training program, wouldn't it make sense to have a conversation with me? I'm a sales trainer. I've been in sales 37 years. I've been training well over 20 years of that. I've worked for some of the top companies in the training industry, like Dale Carnegie. So, I mean, it would make perfect sense to do that, to have that conversation. But also, even beyond the finances, how about this idea? And I think this is one that you guys should seriously consider, is getting a 30-day jump start on the new year. I talked about this a few weeks ago. It putting you as the focus of this message that I had. And the message I had was, from the beginning of time, we were all taught that we begin our goals on January the 1st. But you know, why? I mean, seriously, why? I get it. It's a new year. And for the sake of measuring things, we in sales, we measure in the context of a year. But, you know, when I mentioned this idea to everyone, this radical idea of starting prior to January, it was early November. And I said, I mean, why wouldn't we want to have a 14-month year? I mean, this year, as we wind down, and again, pardon my French here, ladies and gentlemen, but if it's your first trip here, sometimes I might use the S word here a little liberally. But, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we had a shitstorm this year, one that none of us predicted. Who possibly could have predicted that we were all going to get slammed with this pandemic and the impact that it would have not only on health, but in just the overall way that we live our lives, let alone conduct business. I mean, and if you think I'm kidding, you know, it's interesting because I was out at my cigar lounge and you hear me talk about cigars. Obviously, I love cigars, but I also love human interaction because a lot of the world right now, we're all being careful and everything else. So, at my cigar lounge, it's interesting because normally in the past, you would meet someone either that you knew, or maybe you'd make a new friend puffing on a cigar, talking about life, talking about the world, talking about our kids, all that kind of fun stuff. And, you know, at the end of it, you know, you would, when you're parting ways, you would shake hands, right? And that's what we do in business. And now it's kind of turned into the fist bump. Or with other people, it's just kind of a, you know, a friendly wave instead of the handshake. Life has really, really changed. And my point is, we don't know what changes are in store for us in 2021. Wouldn't we want to have every second of time and every extra second of time to at least survive 2021? But hey, you know, are we here just for survival? We're here to thrive. So I'm wondering if we could take that same concept and maybe move that over into something more, you know, in a more intelligent way of saying all that mess that I said, and kind of convey that idea of getting a jump start now. Even, I think, competitive reasons to do it now versus later. You know, one of the things we talk about in our sales programs is a tactic called the Little Bighorn. And the Little Bighorn, it's a horrible name, really, because it was a horrible massacre. So, you know, I wish there was a better name for this. But the phrase comes from the movie The Social Network. And there was a scene in that movie where Zuckerberg was outlining his whole strategy that he had used up until that point. This was the early days when he was at Harvard and they were, you know, launching back then. I think they called it the Facebook. And they were talking to the guy who had founded Napster back then. And he was very interested in knowing their strategy and, you know, how did you do it? You know, this thing is really taking off. You know, what have you guys been doing to make this happen? And Zuckerberg explained it. And he said, well, what we do is when we're targeting one of the bigger universities, we kind of go after the smaller ones around them first, then go back to them and say, this university's on board, this college is on board, this college is on board. And they kind of surround them with other peers in a way. And then he said at that point, ah, the Little Bighorn, brilliant, something like that. But it's interesting because this tactic has been around for a while. And like, for example, Sir Richard Branson talks about when I think it was his first business, maybe it was one of his early businesses. I think when he was maybe no more than 20, he might have been as young as 17 or so. He had a magazine called Student Magazine, and they sold advertising in that magazine. And what they would do all the time is that if they had somebody sign up from Coke, they'd go over to Pepsi immediately and say, the people from Coke are on board. So they're using kind of like that gentle peer pressure. And I think right now, especially with the circumstances that we have, people don't want to miss out. You know, that FOMO thing, fear of missing out. And if they see, they really look to their peers, I think, more during a time of crisis to see, well, you know, what are other sales trainers doing out there? What are other sales coaches doing out there? What are other podcasters doing out there? And I know that I've had a higher interest level in that because this is a time that I really don't want to reinvent the wheel. So perhaps that's something that you can leverage. But also, too, using this slowdown, because most businesses, many industries slow down at this time of year, using that as kind of, you know, to their advantage. I mean, have that conversation now. In fact, I've really wanted to, in fact, just to kind of convey it to you guys. We can't say it like this, but really when you think about what a lot of people are doing, when they say, you know, call me back after the holidays and all that. I mean, I get the mental checkout, especially after the year that we've had. I mean, you hear Holly Jolly Christmas on the radio and you want to just, you know, just kind of hang out and look at the tree for 30 freaking days. It's like, it's nuts. But the thing of it is that I've never been able to get my feeble little mind around is this time of year for a lot of businesses, it slows down. Wouldn't you think that would be the ideal time to have a conversation with someone about something that could help them in the upcoming year? I mean, seriously, like versus, you know, having that conversation when things have slowed down to a crawl at the holidays for many businesses versus when things come back in January and they're going 9,000 miles an hour. I mean, seriously, like we can't say that to them, but we really need to kind of have them see that logic. I mean, now actually is the best time to be having a conversation. So, and I actually think that a lot of that also plays into the pandemic in general. I mean, I think it's really the ideal time if things have slowed down for you to have a conversation about whatever. Versus when things pick up, the world has completely reopened and this whole COVID-19 thing is in the rearview mirror and life is wonderful again. Kind of like the end of Return of the Jedi, all the damn fireworks in the sky and everything else. I mean, you're going to be too damn busy getting on with the business of business at that point. So I kind of want you to think about that and think about how you can convey that. And by the way, I use that in my own business, because for years, there's been this big thing, not so much this year with COVID-19, but you have a lot of businesses that love to have sales kickoffs in January. And for years, right, I'm guessing it's almost 5 years now, I've been telling a lot of people that, hey, I get it, it's a new year, and we want to start the year off like gangbusters. But for many businesses, it would actually make more sense to have that sales kickoff, maybe call it something different, in December rather than January. Why? Because wouldn't it make sense to pull your reps out of the field when it's slow and things are going down to a crawl and things are winding down versus in January when the whole world is full of piss and vinegar? So, you know, I kind of leverage that in my own business. So there is one other direction that you guys can go in as far as the list of compelling reasons. So first we have this idea of you compiling a bunch of reasons, right? Just generic reasons that pretty much exist and would appeal to your ideal customer. Okay, that's number one. But then you have more of a customized list that you're going to do when you do your pre-call planning research. At that point, you might see, you know, you're going to look for trigger events, which are things going on in their world that would dramatically increase the probability of them needing your product or service. Now, one of the things in my industry is when I see that a company is hiring sales reps. Why? Because they need to be trained. So that could be a trigger event for me. There's many trigger events for you and for me also, but that's one of them that I might find, and then I might then make a list of compelling reasons about that idea about training them now versus later. Every second counts with a new rep. Why, you know, these new reps that you've just brought on, why wait until what's probably going to be end up by being February or March by the time we meet in January and create a sales training program? Many of them are going to be out in the field and already, you know, nose bloodied and, you know, sustaining a lot of casualties out there. So again, the other flavor of this list of compelling reasons is going to be during your research. So the last thing that I want to say for now on this concept of compelling reasons, there are two things that you can do with this list of compelling reasons. One of them, I'm going to lay out for you in a three-step, I call it an objection buster format. And we're going to go through that in a minute. But here's the other thing you can do with the list of compelling reasons. Do you guys want to know the absolute best way to quote-unquote handle? And the reason why I say quote-unquote handle an objection is because some people get really pissy and butthurt when you say handle an objection. You shouldn't handle people. Everybody gets all sensitive about it. So whatever. You know, so I'm putting it in quotes. So nobody gets butthurt today. So the absolute best way for you to quote-unquote handle an objection is to, you know, address it before it ever happens. It's to come out there and make your opening statement when you cold call. That first sentence or two when you're sending a cold email or sending them an in-mail over on LinkedIn or whatever. It really needs to be compelling enough that we make it objection resistant. Notice I didn't say objection proof. Because, I mean, hey, wouldn't it be great if we could make it objection proof? Because I'm going to tell you what, if I can figure out how to make things objection proof, I'm going to be one rich mofo. I'm telling you. Wouldn't that be awesome? Especially, it'd be more awesome for me than if I invented it than you did. Man, I'd need like another house just for my ego. But for now, we want to make it objection resistant. So what you want to do when you get that list of compelling reasons is you want to front load those. You don't want to wait until somebody says piss off before you go, well, let me, you know, release the Kraken now. Release that freaking Kraken before it comes to it. So that's what I want you to do with it. So now there is a three-step objection buster formula that I use. And the best way to remember it is by writing down, and you get my no silly acronym guarantee, which I'm going to get thrown out of the Sales Trainer Society for not using a shitty acronym right about now, but I just don't feel like it. I mean, I really think all the shitty acronyms have been taken and used and abused by the entire sales training profession. So I'm going to spare you that. But I would like you to write down the following letters. P, T, and R. P, T, R. And this is going to be a format for responding to the call me back after the holidays objection, but I'll let you in on a little secret. It's also going to be a good format for you in the future that you can use to respond to almost any objection that's out there. And I think if you have a format, it's going to flow easier for you than the seat of your pants shit. So P in the PTR formula stands for pattern interrupt. A pattern interrupt, in fact, first let's go back to something here. I really believe that human beings are creatures of habit, that we have things that we do over and over again. And what happens many times in sales is we have created a bad stimulus response type of scenario where we say something and then that elicits a response, right? But I also believe that many objections, especially this whole business of call me back, and it's not an objection, by the way. This is more of a stall. I really should have said that. I'm sorry. But objections and stalls. Many times, it is a conditioned response to something that was said to them, right? Which in this case would be calling up and asking for an appointment. So what we want to do is we want to interrupt that pattern And don't get put off by the word interrupt. It's not a hostile type of technique. Really what it is here is we're going off script. See, there many times people tell me, yeah, prospects are so predictable. Customers can be predictable. But guess what, folks? We're predictable too. So what we have to do is we need to go off script in a way that interrupts the typical exchange that they have with sales reps. And there's a lot of ways that you can do this. I mean, one of the things that you can do is you can ask a question. The beautiful thing about questions, especially in anything that is a disagreement, is that the person asking the questions is generally controlling the dialogue, you know, and putting in, and it doesn't have to be in an evil way, putting the other person in more of a defensive position, because now they're responding instead of initiating. It could also help neutralize the momentum and kind of slow down the momentum of an objection. We're not going to talk about that one today, but that is certainly one of the tactics that you can use. Questions in the face of an objection or a stall. So here's the other thing that we can do. We're going to kind of go there today. Another way that you can utilize the pattern interrupt tactic is to use a shocking statement. Now, there's different degrees of shocking statement that could be truly like a shock, not in a bad way, not in a distasteful way. But really, the way I want you to think about shocking statement today is more going off script, catching someone off guard. For example, if I were to call you up and you were to tell me you're too busy. Now, one of the things you would have to be used to is a buyer, is a sales rep fighting you on that. Well, let's get together now and let's do this. And, you know, doing some feel, felt, fine bullshit that's been around for 40 years and it was old and shitty back, you know, in the late 70s or whatever. So instead of going by the script, I'm going to do a pattern interrupt if you tell me you're too busy. And I might say something along the lines of, when they say they're too busy, I might say, I hear you. And probably the last thing you want to talk about right now is sales training. Now, think about that for a minute. Do you think they hear that one that often? Because I'm telling you they don't, because I use it all the time. What I'm doing there is I'm kind of getting them to lower their guard in step one of this objection buster formula. Step one, we said, is a pattern interrupt. So I'm interrupting the pattern, going off script, getting them to lower the guard so they feel, at that moment, they're probably thinking, man, this guy is the shittiest sales trainer ever, let alone sales rep. Man, he's making my job easy. Let me just go along with it. I can get this jackass off my phone. So step number one is a form of a pattern interrupt. So there's a phrase that I want you to use. And by the way, I want to give full credit to Stephen Schiffman, and I'm stealing this from him. And in his book, Cold Calling Techniques That Really Work, he actually talks about this phrase that I'm going to use right now, but I'm using a variation of it, but still, I want to give credit to him. One of the things he said after he went through this whole big thing of different ways you could respond to typical objections, he said, how about just simply saying, well, you know, why don't we get together anyway? So I'm changing that a little bit from why don't we get together anyway to why don't we meet prior to that and here's why. So let me say it again. Remember, what we're responding to here is call me back after the holidays. Call me back in the new year. Call me back, you know, by the end of the first quarter of 2021. Your response, why don't we meet prior to that? And here's why. So now that, and here's why, is a beautiful segue to the second step in the objection buster formula. And it happens to be the T in the PTR formula. T stands for tag, as in tag on a compelling reason why you should meet now versus after the holidays, now versus, you know, in March or February, next millennium, whatever the hell it is that they tell you. And this is where that homework that I gave you of coming up with the compelling reasons, this is actually the second place where you get to use it. The first place you get to use it is proactively in your quote-unquote pitch. The second place that you get to use it is in responding to an objection, or in this case, a stall. So again, step number one, pattern interrupt. And the phrase that we're going to use for this particular stall is going to be, why don't we meet prior to that? And here's why. Because you can't just say, why don't we meet prior to that? It's, well, no, I think I just told you that it's better for me then. So in the same breath, without hesitation, you're giving them the evidence. You're giving them the compelling reason, because the compelling reason is what's needed. It kind of answers, well, what's in it for me to meet with you now versus, I don't know, you know, when I'm not mentally checked out, or when Holly Jolly Christmas isn't playing on the radio, or that damn Christmas Shoes song that depresses me every year. So brings us to step number three. And in many ways, and this is the R in the PTR framework that I'm sharing with you, I think R, you know, this third step is the most neglected step in objection responding or handling, or whatever it is that you like to refer to it, if you don't get butthurt over handling. It's the redirect step. See, a lot of sales reps were taught something that is just completely wrong. And they were told to shut up after they answer an objection, kind of like a silent close. Here's my take on that. Why in the hell would you ever give someone a chance to reload their gun again, to fire a fresh, new, bright, shiny objection at you? You have stopped the negative momentum by this point by interrupting their pattern and making them go, what? You know, like something off script. You have now offered a compelling, logical reason, I hope, why now versus next year is something for them to consider. It is not the time to shut up at that point. You have one last thing you need to do in this formula, and that's redirect. You redirect back to the ask. Redirect back to the ask. The ask in this context is most probably you asking for an appointment, right? A Zoom meeting, a, you know, whatever. So step number three is redirecting back to the ask. And the way that I always ask to begin with, let alone on the redirect, is that I give two scheduling options. And the easiest way that I teach my coaching clients to remember this is by offering an earlier in the day, earlier in the week option, later in the week, later in the day option. So on the redirect, after I say what it is I have to say, I say, how's your schedule for either this Tuesday at 9:45 a.m. or perhaps later in the week on Thursday at, you know, 3:15 p.m. So that's one of the things that you can do. And that's the formula. There's really not a lot to it, but let's kind of put it all together. So let's say that I'm calling somebody. Again, I sell sales training for a living. And somebody says to me, you know what, Castain, love your podcast, but you know what, call me back after the holidays. Now, I'm going to use step number one, which is the pattern interrupt. I'm going to say, you know what, why don't we meet prior to that? And here's why. The best time for you to be training your reps is when things slow down versus when everything goes back to 9,000 miles an hour in January and February. Now, that's the tag step, right? Step number two. Now I still have to redirect. Here comes the redirect coming at you in 3, 2, 1. How's your schedule for a quick meeting either on this day at this time versus this day at that time, right? So here's what I want you guys to do as we wind down this crazy podcast this week. I want you to do the exercise where you, first of all, come up with as many compelling reasons as possible. I also want you to come up with at least three different full out responses. When I say full out responses, were you utilizing this objection buster formula? Pattern interrupt, tag on a compelling reason, redirect it back to the ask, which would be probably the appointment is what you're asking for. So I want you to do that. Now, what I've done to make this a little bit easy for you, and I didn't include this objection buster formula, but I do have a cool freebie for you. It's a worksheet where you're going to come up with the compelling reasons as well as at least three different responses to call me back after the holidays. If you go to yoursalesplaybook.com/holiday worksheet, all one word, by the way, yoursalesplaybook.com/holiday worksheet, you can download it for free there. But I also want you, after you do this, I want you to not only do this with your team, but I want you to teach this whole thing to your team. Well, there's a lot of reasons why I want you to do that. First of all, there is no better way to learn than to teach it to other people. But the other thing, and the reason why I'm a big fan of sales reps taking these things from the podcast or my blog and teaching it, is because you get to work a muscle group that actually can help you as a sales professional. And it's your facilitation muscles. And what I mean by that, your ability to impart information and then facilitate a discussion around it. Isn't that what we should be doing during our demos and our discovery calls and just getting a discussion going and following up on answers and seeing if somebody wants to play devil's advocate or has a different spin? Or even when somebody gives you an answer, a simple, well, how so? Could you tell me a little more about that? These are all things that we need as sales professionals, and it'll give you a chance to have a free workout with your team. Plus, I think it's going to be a great opportunity for you to demonstrate your leadership muscles to your boss, to the owner, whoever it is that might be in that meeting. So that's something that I want you to do, and I want you to do it ASAP, because here we are. We're right in that season where all of us are being told, call me back after the holidays. So it would make no sense to wait until December 20th to get going on that. The other thing that I want you to do when you have this meeting with your team and everybody does these exercises and the things that are outlined in the free worksheet that I told you about that you can download, I want you to compile everybody's answers on maybe a Google Doc. You could compile it there and just have, and what's good about a Google Doc, or you could even do a Word Doc, we want something that can be edited as we go along. Things are going to change as we go forward. You know, there might be new answers that we have to do on there, but on a personal level, each one of the sales reps on your team is going to have a different style. So I want you to be able to, you know, adapt that document to your style and your personality. So I think that's important. But finally, the other thing that you can do with this, once you do, you come up with your answers and you come up with at least three different responses to call me back after the holidays, is you can practice this and then spar with your team. So you can practice your responses and spar. And this way it'll be very, very helpful. And you know what? Actually, you know, to take it another step further, I'm very big on utilizing the concept of game tape when we're selling. In other words, you know, just very much how the football teams, they'll watch the game tape, see where they might have lost control of the game, see what they did well, so that they can, you know, eliminate some of the missteps next time, and they can make sure, make those notes to self to do those brilliant things that they did again, so they leave nothing to chance. But it's no different for you. And the way that you can use game tape with this stuff that we just went over is you could tape your end of your conversations, and particularly paying attention to how you respond to objections in general. Remember, you can use this three-step formula for really almost any type of objection or stall. It is not limited to call me back after the holidays. But for now, analyze your performance when people say, call me back after the holidays. Listen to the game tape and listen to, because you know you might have had it in your head what to say, but your tonality was saying something else. And it just might not have been as confident sounding as you wanted it to be or that you thought it was. So that might be good. But also, too, when you listen to that game tape, you're going to hear some interesting things, because many times we get thrown off guard in sales. No matter how long we've been at it, something happens. And very much the same way with us throwing them off guard and throwing them off balance with the pattern interrupt, sometimes someone interrupts our pattern and they throw something at us that throws us off balance. So now what happens when we get thrown off balance? We reach for something intuitively, right? Almost a reflex. We're reaching for something. And in this case, we're reaching for our words. And in that moment, we're either going to be reaching for something that's brilliant and we want to do again, or something that's god-awful, Houston, we have a problem, can't believe I said that shit out loud type of moment. But all we can do as humble students is to set ourselves up for the lesson, because that's the most important thing here. You know, it would be wonderful if we always got a yes in life, meaning that things went the way we planned it, right? And then we also obviously have the no in life, where people, you know, tell us no, they object, they stall, they push back, things didn't go the way we planned. But whether it's a yes or a no, the most important part of this whole crazy business of being a sales rep, it's the lesson. It's the lesson. So I'm going to leave you with that. And before you go, I just want to get back to this idea that I talked about in the beginning. We have a one-on-one sales program that I'm really hoping that you take advantage of. And you know, it's very interesting because there's a lot of people who, when I meet them for the first time, whatever, they're not being a smart ass, but a lot of people have asked, you know, why do people hire a sales coach? And a lot of the time what I say, you know, my response to that, I hear it all the time, is, you know, it's a lot like if you were, I live out here in New York, if you haven't picked up from my accent, but imagine if you wanted to go cross country, right? There wasn't any of these crazy quarantine guidelines and everything in place, but back when the world was somewhat normal, right? It seems like so long ago that it was normal. We go out without a mask, but imagine going from New York to California, and you could, if you're going from New York to California, you could certainly get in the car and head west, right? Follow the signs or whatever it is. And we could do that. Or you could simply plug in the GPS and save some time, avoid some traffic, avoid getting lost, right? It's really the same thing with coaching. I think a lot of us, we go and we oversimplify the process. I remember somebody in a LinkedIn group discussion almost 10 years ago, refer to sales, well, it's just blocking and tackling. No, it's not. If it was all just blocking and tackling, all of us would be real wealthy and we would have written the book. I figured it the F out, right? None of us had figured it out. It isn't just basic blocking and tackling, right? If all you needed to do this year was just basic blocking and tackling, right? I mean, do you think you could have gotten around the pandemic a little bit better? We're all struggling with it. I get it. So that's part of the reason why you would hire a coach. It's to really save some time, to avoid some of, you know, the speed bumps, if you will, along the way. And I think many of us lost valuable time this year. We lost a lot of opportunities this year. And I think certainly going into 2021, we really can't afford to lose more. And I think we really need to have kind of like that secret weapon. And I really believe that having a coach is that secret weapon. And certainly from a perspective, I mean, I'll give you another example. How many times, if you've been listening to me for a while, did you listen to one of my episodes and it resonated with you? And then you did nothing with it. I'm not here to make you feel bad. I'm just telling you, congratulations, you're human, right? But by the same token, think about all the little tiny things if somebody held you accountable for in terms of the little tidbits that you've learned on this podcast over time. If somebody's right there making sure that you did it and helped you create an action plan, and someone that you can go back to and say, hey, I tried that thing and here's where I'm struggling, or I tried that thing and here's my spin on it. Could you give me some feedback? That could be very valuable. I don't think this is a very good time for the do-it-yourself approach to your sales success. So I have a freebie for you, another one. I'm trying to load up this episode with a few freebies. We had the worksheet for you a little bit earlier. I have another one for you. And what I'd like for you to do is go to yoursalesplaybook.com/coachpaul. yoursalesplaybook.com/coachpaul. I want you to read what I've written there. And here's why. My style and my fees might not be for you. I don't, you know, kid myself in thinking that my style, everybody would be crazy if they didn't want. I'm not for everyone. I would be kidding myself if I said my prices, everybody should be able to do it. Might not be for you. Seriously, it might be out of your range. I'm not lying. I'm not using this as a marketing stunt. It is reality. I want you to go to yoursalesplaybook.com/coachpaul. Read it. Look at the pricing. If at that point you say, you know what, I like his style, I need this, I can certainly swing it financially, then I want to give you a free 30-minute strategy session. I don't want you doing it if you haven't gone to the page, or if you just kind of, you know, just want free shit from me or whatever. I'm giving you free shit now with the podcast. But if you'd like to just learn more about the coaching program after you go to the page that I mentioned and get a free strategy session where we can kind of outline a little bit of a blueprint. Now, I want to say one thing about the free strategy session, because I'm an upfront type of person, right? That may shock you right there, right? And I'm being a wise ass, because I'm pretty much an open book here on the podcast. If, you know, you might be thinking, all right, I'm going to have a free strategy session, but then Paul's going to be, you know, hitting me with a sales pitch. Here's the deal. I'm a sales rep. Of course I'm going to be hitting you with the sales pitch. Really? Seriously? I'm going to hit you with the sales pitch. But here's my guarantee. Number one, I'm not going to be a dick about it, because I wouldn't want somebody being a dick with me about it. Pardon me. The other thing is, it's a 30-minute strategy session, meaning that a good 27, 28 minutes of the 30 minutes are going to be pure value to you, where we're actually going to make it a strategy session. What I'm going to ask for in exchange is 2 to 3 minutes at the end, just to kind of tell you a little bit more about the coaching program, tell you what times we have available, because that might be a knockout punch. You might have loved everything up until that point, but my schedule isn't going to fit in with yours, and that shit happens too. So anyway, folks, if you'd like to learn more and you kind of want to go into 2021 with a different playbook, then visit yoursalesplaybook.com/coachpaul. With that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production. Subscribe to our free sales tips by visiting yoursalesplaybook.com/subscribe.